Hello, my friends. Welcome back to Cloud Wars Live. This is the podcast where we're looking at the digital revolution and lots of other things. And of course, you can see today I'm joined by my good friend, longtime monthly guest on the show here, Bonnie Tinder, who's the CEO and founder of Raven Intelligence. Bonnie, good to see you.
Great to see you here in person.
Yes.
So great.
Yeah, we're at the Workday Innovation Summit just outside San Francisco. And we love you so much. And this subject is so important. We're giving up lunch to come here and record this because we wanted to share some ideas with you. Aren't we just terrific, Bonnie?
Yes, we are suffering for the cause.
So everybody, at this Workday Innovation Summit, there's three things that we think we've heard of last day and a half we wanted to focus on today. What their Workday's looking forward in the areas around platform, AI, and partners. So Bonnie with Raven Intelligence looks at and evaluates sort of a peer review thing of software projects from the customer's point of view, the software vendor's point of view, and partners involved as well. So this was really a unique opportunity, I think, Bonnie, for the specific things that Raven Intelligence does to gain some more insight here. We've heard from the Workday executives, we've heard from customers, we've heard from a lot about their partner programs, but how about if we start off with the platform discussion today? Were there any particular things that jumped out at you, Bonnie?
Yeah. So, platform is I think, tremendous competitive advantage for Workday. And that is, something that we heard as a theme throughout all of the presentations was this idea of the extensions and the extensibility that is now possible through the Workday Extend platform. And, in simple terms, I think it's that customers now and partners have the ability to build upon the foundation of, the HCM and financials and reporting system that Workday has put together. But this, this platform now allows them to be more than just an application company and allow, more creativity and innovation possible by not just their partners, but their customers as well. And we heard from the customer panel specific, use cases for how customers used the Workday platform extend to build custom applications to handle, their changing workforce needs during COVID, for instance, and staffing in healthcare. This ability that they could use the platform and really take and innovate on top of it was something different. And it's something that I think will help Workday scale, not just, customer-wise, but revenue-wise. As well.
Mm-hmm. And Bonnie, if I could just add a couple points to, I think, that great overview from you there. One is the co-president at Workday, Doug Robinson, in his opening remarks yesterday, he said, we want to be known, because this is what our customers are asking from us. We want to be known as much as a platform company as an applications company. So that signals both the big trends we're seeing that they're seeing from customers and also Workday's intentions going forward. And for all the reasons that Bonnie described about the platform, I thought one of the most interesting points too is they said they've developed, now they're going to go 100% no code for the development on the Extend platform, which I thought was great. And then huge emphasis across different industries and what's happening there. And Bonnie, with some of the use cases that they offered about how this has come up, I thought there were a couple emergency situations that the customers cited. I think somebody said a third-party company that did, maybe hourly tracking of work or something like that. It went down. He said, we were able to use Extend to build our own in 3 days.
Yeah, was it 3 days. And it was, they had a ransomware attack that took down their whole time and attendance system. And they were able to stand something up within 3 days. To really serve the immediate, needs that they have. But yeah, that was a really interesting example.
It was. And I think that, to me, one of the big points that came out there was that customers' businesses, their operations are changing so quickly. Their customers in every line of business across all industries are changing to meet the new needs of their customers. So with speed and the immediacy of this, and also the platform there encompassing what customers are building, what partners are building, ISVs and so on, so that there's a mishmash of lots of different things. Binding, the other significant thing about the platform too was with all the AI capabilities, Gen AI and traditional AI that's coming in.
Yeah.
Workday said that because we've been doing this for a dozen years or so, certainly for machine learning on forward to Gen AI, they said the platform has been built to handle this. And they really talked about the close relationship they have between what they're doing with AI and the stability of the platform.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. And yeah, a lot of discussion about responsible AI as well. And this idea that ensuring that, you know, every layer is accounted for essentially with these AI tools. Yeah. And now as they're opening up the platform for more innovation and development upon that, they really need a governance structure to ensure that the third parties that are developing on their application, you know, certainly AI tools are in lockstep with the provisioning and controls that Workday has in place itself for responsible AI. But the importance of, you know, caring for the AI throughout all aspects of the platform was something that we heard over and over again. And they have a, a separate group I thought was really interesting. We have a separate group that looks at the responsible AI that reports up through their legal versus their product team that focuses on the client side and the building. Those are two separate streams that, you know, certainly work in lockstep, but do not report into the same place. Again, this idea that they will slow their pace down in order to develop a responsible AI methodology or coming to market with responsible AI is something that they're very intentional about.
Yeah. And Bonnie, if I could build on what you just described there, I had not heard before that the title Chief AI Responsibility Officer, but Workday has one. And as Bonnie said, that role and the people who work on her team report up to the Chief Legal Officer. And as Bonnie said, there's also heavy emphasis from the product and development side. And then those two teams, they said, come together for weekly meetings to ensure that they're not going one direction with actual development and another direction with, you know, their policy and philosophy. So they work together on that. And I think, Bonnie, the point that you made too, they said, Workday said, on our internal efforts, we have not tried to race through this and blast everything out within a handful of months. We want to make sure we really got it right. And they said that because of that, what they're hearing from customers is the rigor that Workday has put in up front is allowing the customers then to move more quickly because it's all laid out. They've got a lot of frameworks in place and it's not left to the customers to try to figure out how do I tie this AI performance and capability in with compliance, regulatory, and responsibility issues.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, a theme that we heard not only from Workday themselves and the executive team, but from the customers themselves was that trust was foundational. And, you know, we heard the customer panel and, you know, a lot of analysts in the room, everybody wants to talk about AI and how quickly everybody can, you know, get to market with, you know, the first to market with 50 new, AI developments and things like that. And so, you know, while everybody was asking about speed and what are you bringing and what are the specific use cases, you know, during the course of the customer panel, it was asked of them. So, you know, how important is AI and to what degree are you using it today? And it was a different, they had a different speed that they wanted. And it wasn't like, we want to be the first to bring this to bear. It was really built on the fact that we want to do so in a way that's really safe. It informs our decision, but, you know, it's, how should I say, the pace that customers want AI, I think, is a different one than all of us in the IT, you know, industry are talking about it. And it came back to the fact that these customers trusted Workday to come out with AI when it has been tested and rolled out in such a way that it's not going to open themselves up for risk or compliance issues or, you know, other dangers.
Yeah. And Bonnie, one of the customers who was talking about that need of, he said, hey, you know, we're definitely ambitious in what we're thinking about with AI, but we need to move at our own pace. It's a healthcare system with 65,000 employees. And the trust issue, he was asked about that. And he said, you know, at some point, you have to be able to trust the technology. But he said, for us with Workday, it was easier because we just trust the people. We trust the company, the brand. They've built that up with us over time. So we know if they say they're doing this or this with AI, that that it's something that we can believe in and sort of continue to bet what we're doing with our whole organization on that. And then Bonnie, the other big theme that sort of came out of this was around partners. And I think one of the things that Workday executive said is we see that there's a total addressable market for Workday of around $140 billion. And they said, now we're not exactly sure how much of that we can get on our own, but said with partners, we think we're going to be able to not only get a bigger portion of that than we ever could on our own, but we're also going to be able to meet the more the emerging and pressing needs of customers, whether it's by functionality, by industry, or by technology.
Yes. And it is a quite different approach and paradigm than we have heard from Workday in years past. What we saw this week was a openness to bring in a high degree of more partners, resell partners, and what they call innovation partners. And, you know, the last presentation we heard, was said that if you asked about what people thought of our partners, or when you asked who a Workday partner was, it was the traditional SI, the ones that did the implementation or services work. They are really changing, though, the way that they view their partner ecosystem to not just be, you know, the traditional SIs that all of us know, but those who help to build on the Workday platform itself, back to that extend passive, you know, capability, grow, meaning the resell partner model, and then finally I think to scale. There's a third thing in there I'm forgetting. And you know, this idea of just a sole implementation partner, there's just a limited market for that. I think Workday partners are asking for, you know, what more breadth can Workday offer in terms of, you know, can we provide customers with? And I think Workday needs their partners to help them innovate and grow and, you know, truly be a best of a breed solution. And so I think that, you know, this idea of growing out their partner ecosystem is a different approach than they've had in years past. And I think that will serve them well in terms of being able to approach that, you know, $180 billion TAM.
Yeah. Bonnie, I think also the one thing with the partners too that jumped out at me a little bit was the industry focus. And Workday over the last handful of years has certainly been ramping up their efforts in industry-specific capabilities. But I think they were speaking today more confidently and a little bit more bullishly about how this is going to come together, driven in large part by what you said about there's certain things Workday can do on its own, but when you bring in the partner possibility as well, that really opens things up on how well they can get into industry-specific solutions.
And they have in the next 6 weeks or so, this Workday development conference that is happening. And they say their future favorite words are going to be built on Workday. But it's this idea that, you know, in 6 weeks' time, they're going to release this, AI marketplace, with a small number of sort of tested products. It'll be a revenue share model as they're still working out for partners developing on this AI marketplace. But this idea that they are going to open up the platform now to be built on Workday and create these scalable industry-specific solutions is big. And one that was an example that was used today was actually one near and dear to my heart. It was about this idea of implementation of a specific industry. So this pre-configured, like for financial services, template that, you know, is possible. There was innovation that was done on the platform by an SI that now they can take that and duplicate it out and have everybody benefit from, you know, this initial innovation that was done. So, So this idea of being able to really scale these industry specific solutions is something that they're going to be releasing very soon.
Yeah. 6 weeks for that, the AI marketplace. Well, Bonnie, I think this was a great summary year. I think we captured a lot of the high points here, and we're just delighted to be able to share this sort of in real time here from the Workday Innovation Summit in Cavallo Point on the north side, the Golden Gate Bridge. It's been fun. There's a little bit more this afternoon, but Bonnie, thank you so much as always for your great insights on things.
Yeah, absolutely. Great to be with you in person this time.
Yep. And that, folks, thanks to all of you. Bonnie Tinder, founder and CEO of Raven Intelligence, offering her special insights here on Cloud Wars Live from the Workday Innovation Summit. Thanks. We'll see you next time.